This is the reading for August 16th, Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Be careful when you go to worship at the temple. It is better to listen than to offer foolish sacrifices without even knowing you are doing wrong. Think before you speak and be careful about what you say to God. God is in heaven and you are on the earth, so say only a few words to God. The saying is true, bad dreams come from too much worrying and too many people come from foolish people. If you make a promise to God, don't be slow to keep it. God is not happy with fools, so give God what you promised. It is better not to promise anything than to promise something and not do it. Don't let your words cause you to sin, and don't say to the priest at the temple, "I didn't mean what I promised." If you do, God will become angry with your words and will destroy everything you have worked for. Many useless promises are like so many dreams. They mean nothing. You should respect God. In some places, you will see poor people mistreated. Don't be surprised when they are not treated fairly or given their rights. One officer is cheated by a higher officer, who in turn is cheated by even higher officers. The wealth of the country is divided up among them all. Even the king makes sure he gets his share of the profits. Whoever loves money will never have enough money. Whoever loves wealth will not be satisfied with it. This is also useless. The more wealth people have, the more friends they have to help spend it. So what do people really gain? They gain nothing except to look at their riches. Those who work hard sleep in peace. It is not important if they eat little or much. But rich people worry about their wealth and cannot sleep. I have seen real misery here on earth. Money saved is a curse to its owners. They lose it all in a bad deal and have nothing to give to their children. People come into this world with nothing, and when they die, they leave with nothing. In spite of all their hard work, they leave just as they came. This, too, is real misery. They leave just as they came, so what do they gain from chasing the wind? All they get are days full of sadness and sorrow, and they end up sick, defeated, and angry. I have seen what is best for people here on earth. They should eat and drink and enjoy their work, because the life God has given them on earth is short. God gives some people the ability to enjoy the wealth and property He gives them, as well as the ability to accept their state in life and enjoy their work. They do not worry about how short life is because God keeps them busy with what they love to do. Isaiah chapter 17. This is a message about Damascus. The city of Damascus will be destroyed. Only ruins will remain. People will leave the cities of Aroer, flocks will wander freely in those empty towns, and there will be no one to bother them. The strong walled cities of Israel will be destroyed, the government in Damascus will end. Those left alone of Aram will be like the glory of Israel, says the Lord All-Powerful. At that time, Israel's wealth will all be gone. Israel will be like someone who has lost much weight from sickness. That time will be like the grain harvest in the valley of Rephaim. The workers cut the wheat, then they cut the heads of grain from the plants and collect the grain. That time will also be like the olive harvest, when a few olives are left. Two or three olives are left in the top branches, four or five olives are left on full branches, says the Lord, the God of Israel. At that time, people will look to God, their Maker. Their eyes will see the Holy One of Israel. They will not trust the altars they have made, nor will they trust what their hands have made, not even the Asherah idols and altars. In that day, all their strong cities will be empty. They will be like the cities the Hivites and the Amorites left when the Israelites came to take the land. Everything will be ruined. You have forgotten the God who saves you. You have not remembered that God is your place of safety. You plant the finest grapevines and grapevines from faraway places. You plant your grapevines one day and try to make them grow, and the next day you make them blossom. But at harvest time, everything will be dead. A sickness will kill all the plants. Listen to the many people. Their crying is like the noise from the sea. Listen to the nations. Their crying is like the crashing of great waves. The people roar like the waves, but when God speaks harshly to them, they will run away. They will be like chaff on the hills being blown by the wind, or like tumbleweeds blown away by a storm. At night, the people will be very frightened. Before morning, no one will be left. So our enemies will come to our land, but they will become nothing. Isaiah chapter 18. How terrible it will be for the land beyond the rivers of Cush. It is filled with the sound of wings. That land sends messengers across the sea. They go on the water in boats made of reeds. Go, quick messengers, to a people who are tall and smooth-skinned, who are feared everywhere. They are a powerful nation that defeats other nations. Their land is divided by rivers. All you people of the world, look. Everyone who lives in the world, look. You will see a banner raised on a mountain. You will hear a trumpet sound. The Lord said to me, I will quietly watch from where I live, like heat in the sunshine, like the dew in the heat of harvest time. The time will come after the flowers have bloomed and before the harvest when new grapes will be budding and growing. The enemy will cut the plants with knives. He will cut down the vines and take them away. They will be left for the birds of the mountains and for the wild animals. Birds will feed on them all summer, and wild animals will eat them that winter. At that time, a gift will be brought to the Lord All-Powerful from the people who are tall and smooth-skinned, who are feared everywhere. They are a powerful nation that defeats other nations. Their land is divided by rivers. These gifts will be brought to the place of the Lord All-Powerful, to Mount Zion.
Chapter 10.
I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that all our ancestors who left Egypt were under the cloud, and they all went through the sea. They were all united with Moses by baptism in the cloud and in the sea. All of them ate the same spiritual food, and all of them drank the same spiritual drink. They drank from the spiritual rock that went with them, and that rock was Christ. Yet God was not pleased with most of them, so their dead bodies were scattered over the desert. These things have become examples for us, so that we won't desire what is evil as they did. So don't worship false gods as some of them did, as Scripture says. The people sat down to a feast, which turned into an orgy. We shouldn't sin sexually as some of them did. 23,000 of them died on one day. We shouldn't put the Lord to the test as some of them did. They were killed by snakes. Don't complain as some of them did. The angel of death destroyed them. These things happen to make them an example for others. These things were written down as a warning for us who are living in the closing days of history. So people who think they are standing firmly should be careful that they don't fall.
There isn't any temptation that you have experienced which is unusual for humans. God, who faithfully keeps his promises, will not allow you to be tempted beyond your power to resist. But when you are tempted, he will also give you the ability to endure the temptation as your way of escape.
Therefore, my dear friends, get as far away from the worship of false gods as you can. I'm talking to intelligent people. Judge for yourselves what I'm saying. When we bless the cup of blessing, aren't we sharing the blood of Christ? When we break the bread, aren't we sharing the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we are one body, although we are many individuals. All of us share one loaf.
Look at the people of Israel from a human point of view.
Don't those who eat the sacrifices share what is on the altar? Do I mean that an offering made to a false god is anything, or that a false god itself is anything? Hardly. What I'm saying is that these sacrifices which people make are made to demons and not to God. I don't want you to be partners with demons. You cannot drink the Lord's cup and the cup of demons. You cannot participate at the table of the Lord and at the table of demons. Are we trying to make the Lord jealous? Are we stronger than he is? Someone may say, I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is helpful. I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything encourages growth.
People should be concerned about others and not just about themselves. Eat anything that is sold in the market without letting your conscience trouble you. Certainly, the earth is the Lord's and everything it contains is his. If an unbeliever invites you to his house for dinner and you wish to go, eat anything he serves you without letting your conscience trouble you. However, if someone says to you, this was sacrificed to a god, don't eat it, because of the one who informed you and because of conscience.
I'm not talking about your conscience, but the other person's conscience. Why should my freedom be judged by someone else's conscience? If I give thanks to God for the food I eat, why am I condemned for that? So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do everything to the glory of God. Don't cause others to stumble, whether they are Jewish, Greek, or members of God's church. I try to please everyone in every way. I don't think about what would be good for me, but about what would be good for many people so that they might be saved. Imitate me as I imitate Christ.